Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about why Rolex is the hottest brand in the world at the moment. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So, you know, a lot of people out there, you know, they don't understand Rolex. They constantly put Rolex down. Obviously, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. I happen to be a massive Rolex fan and have always been since day one. And the more and more I see their evolution, the more interesting they are. I'm not going to say every model they make is a winner for me, but obviously it's a winner for them. Again, I'm going to reiterate this. This is something very important and something nobody can explain why. They make the most amount of watches a year for the world. They make close to 1 million watches a year, and yet they hold their value better than any brand in the world. Try to explain it. Nobody can. They're like currency. But the reason why that Rolex is, you know, right now the hottest brand in the world and will always be, in my opinion, is because, especially in the U.S., they've really played the supply and demand game unlike any other. I mean, I've been in retail. I've been in the watch business for 30 years, and I've never seen anything like what's going on today. Simple watches that we take for granted, like the GMT Master or the Submariner, for instance, you know, the most coveted dive watch in history. Skydwellers, Explorer 2s, Explorer 1s, Daytonas, of course, always being hot. These watches are literally like shortage items. You know, these are watches that, you know, for the most part, Rolex makes it kind of difficult to get for the mainstream public. But what's even more interesting is that they haven't shipped any of these watches to their authorized dealers really since August of last year, of 2017. Now, that means we didn't have Submariners and GMT Masters and Deep Seas and all those great watches, Explorers. We didn't have any of those for Christmas of 2017. Which is unheard of, because normally that's bread and butter for Rolex. But apparently the U.S. market has grown so fast that Rolex really wants to, you know, they want to sort of have it level off. And the only way to do that is to make it, to stop shipping in the U.S. And I'm pretty sure that's how it is for the rest of the world. I think it's actually easier for the rest of the world to maybe get, but in general, it's a shortage item. And that drives the market up, obviously, when Rolex plays these supply and demand games. They basically are the ones who wrote the book on it, you know? And also, we haven't had a price increase for Rolex. This October will be, you know, 6 years. Last time they went up was October 1st, 2012. We're hearing grumblings of price increases. So the price increase is supposed to be very substantial. It's supposed to be between 10 and 15%. We're supposed to see that within the next 6 months. Some people are saying March 1st, 2018. Some people are saying July 1st, 2018. I mean, there are all sorts of things flying around. But this usually means that Rolex is going to have a price increase. And because it's been so long, it's going to be substantial. If it's 10%, let's take something like the Submariner, which is $85.50 retail. $85.50, let's say it goes up 10%. $850. I mean, that's a lot of money. You know, it's almost a grand. So, you know, you're looking at almost $9,500. The Submariner right now, with date and without date, are impossible to get. You know, they're going for $7,850 for one with date, $7,500 without. And, you know, if you can find one brand new a date, you're looking at at least 9, if not more. And on the other one, you're looking at least 8, if not more. I mean, if you were a good customer of Rolex and you went into a store and they had one, chances are you could probably get a little bit something off the watch. And if you live out of state, no tax. It's impossible. There are no watches to be had. So Rolex is incredibly hot right now because they're playing the supply and demand game better than they ever have, ever. Also, when we look at their history, they said they would never go down in price, and they've never gone down in price. A lot of watch companies, to correct for, you know, the meltdown we had in 2008, 2009, they lowered their prices, including Patek Philippe. Rolex in their history has, you know, made sort of, I think, their own rule that they will never go down, they will only go up. So even in the worst economic times, they stayed where they were. They never went down. So they are due to go up. So, I mean, it's amazing how popular Rolex is. It's amazing how they are still the number one status brand in the world. You know, there's nothing that says success like a Rolex, especially the right Rolex, whether it be a Day-Date. I mean, even watches that are solid gold going for $40,000 that you could definitely get a discount on if you went to an authorized dealer, you're paying full retail if they have it in stock because they don't have any watches. They're not being shipped any watches. I'm not saying that retailers are never going to get Rolex watches again. What I'm saying is that they're not going to be shipped the way they were shipped in the past, because Rolex is really trying to pull the reins and make sure that the U.S. market grows the way they should grow. And this isn't anything official from anyone from Rolex that they've told me or anything like that. I have nothing to do with Rolex or the brand. You know, I'm a reporter. I'm a passionate enthusiast about the brand. I know a lot of people in retail stores. I've been in the business for a long time. I follow Rolex very closely. I understand the way they think. And even when I understand it and I think I get it, I don't. But from what I can see right now, this is what's going on with the brand, and they are hotter than they've ever been. I mean, I'm getting people willing to pay, you know, retail for Daytonas in solid gold and Submariners in solid gold and Yachtmaster 2s in solid gold, white gold, solid gold, Day-Date Presidents in solid gold. I mean, these are watches that were very easily and readily available that are not. And these are just, you know, these are real luxury, in my opinion. I mean, to buy a watch for, you know, 6 to 10 grand is a luxury, but to me, the real luxury pieces are the ones that are, you know, over 10K, you know, over 15K, really over 20K because of the gold element to them. But, you know, all of those of you out there who have doubted Rolex or who don't understand Rolex or who want to know more about Rolex, I mean, this is the time to really immerse yourself in getting to understand the brand. And I can definitely coach you on that. You know, I charge $150 consultation fee. If you buy a watch from me, I deduct the consultation fee from the final purchase price of the watch. But this is the time to understand them, and this is the time to buy them, especially if you're in the market, because they can only go up. The value is going to go up. The retail is going to go up. The supply and demand game is going to be played for a while. So trust me, the pricing of these watches are going to go up. Big time, and it's going to come out of nowhere, because when Rolex has a price increase, they're very hush-hush about when exactly it is. I think usually what happens is their retailers get a letter like 2 or 3 days before the increase saying, hey, it's Friday, you're going up on Monday. Adjust the prices accordingly. And, you know, it's pretty insane. It's really insane, actually. So, you know, if you're out there and you see a Rolex, especially any of the sports models, Submariners, GMT Masters, I mean, the black blue GMT is going over list price. If you can find one, which is called the Batman, the James Cameron Deep Sea is going over retail. The Sea-Dweller 4000 with the red writing is going over retail. Of course, the Daytona and Steel is going over retail. You know, like pretty much all of the desirable professional models that Rolex makes are either going over retail or they're going at retail. They're not being discounted a penny. So, you know, look at it this way. If you're in the market for any of these watches, you know, at this point, don't even ask. It's not even on the table. It's hard enough to just find one, let alone get a discount on one. And, a lot of people, because they see pricing online, I mean, just look at something like, look at any of these considered reputable places online that are still not authorized dealers. I mean, you know, last year they would be quoting 15, 20% off of retail. They're now quoting 3%, 4%. I mean, that right there should tell you how strong the Rolex market is. And that there should tell you that, I mean, it trickles down even to non-authorized retailers, even though for some reason non-authorized retailers is the barometer stick that everybody uses to get pricing from real retailers, which is kind of weird, but it's just the way it is. They go online, they look at the price, and then they go to the retailer and say, so-and-so is doing it for X amount. Can you beat it or match it? Most of the time, these people online don't even have the product that they advertise and can't get it. And they're not authorized, so you're not getting, you know, the in-house, the, you know, manufacturer's warranty, which to me is a reason why you buy a watch, brand new, retail, box and papers, you know, with your name on it, preferably. But yeah, that's the way it is. It's just there's no product to be had. Every retailer, believe me, is scrounging just to get one Submariner right now, or one Explorer, one Sky-Dweller. It's pretty bananas. You know, they're being shipped regular products, steel and gold watches, even day dates, you know, Datejust 41s, all of these watches, they're so in demand right now. And it's not like there's just one or two models. There's a lot of models Rolex is making right now that are very scarce. So, you know, as I mentioned, I'll be happy to coach you through it. I'll be happy to, you know, give you some advice. I'll be happy to show you how Rolex works and how they sort of think based on my experience. Again, I have nothing to do with the brand, so I'm not like, you know, it's not an official announcement from Rolex. There's no exact timeline when Rolex is going to have a price increase, but this is generally how it works that I've seen in my life. And even in the last couple of years, we all thought there were going to be price increases. There weren't. But this year, since the beginning of the year, even before the beginning of the year, there were a lot of grumblings on the street about Rolex having a price increase. So I think it's pretty fair to say we're going to see one before the end of the year, and we could see one as early as next month. So, those of you interested in buying a Rolex watch, whichever one it is, I highly suggest you do it. It's the perfect time. And believe me, you're going to thank me for it. And, you know, if I can help you get a Rolex watch and, you know, steel and gold, or, you know, ladies watch or midsize watch or just regular Datejust, I can help you with those, you know, maybe help you get a little something off the price. But it all depends on supply and demand and availability. And availability has been extremely scarce. So it's just on a watch or a case-by-case basis. Definitely, you can email me at amitdevhond@gmail.com. As I mentioned, I do work on $150 consultation fee, and that fee is deducted from the final purchase price of the watch if you purchase it from me. Check out my website at www.amitdevhond.com, where you can see my world-renowned blog. You can engage my services. You can check out Kingsley 1945 watches, which are a brand that I distribute, that are hand assembled, styled, and designed in Providence, Rhode Island by the Kingsley Watch Company. They're built like watches in the $3,000 to $5,000 range for under two. And they're really, really cool, innovative, unique, and original. So definitely check that out. You can see the whole collection. You can place your order. I can do customizable options that no other distributor can do. I distribute this brand for the entire West Coast, and have a very strong relationship with the owner, founder, and creator, Ramon Kingsley. You can stream my Facebook Live post from my About section on my website in the top right-hand corner of the About. When you click the About, you know, tab on my website, you can definitely see my, you know, stream my Facebook Live posts. Definitely engage me on follow me on my social media on Instagram and Twitter. My handles for both are at Amit Dave Honda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.